Have any of you ever seen the Angel Oak in Charleston, South Carolina? It is a 60-foot high, 25 and a half foot around, 300 to 400-year-old oak tree. The shade, it shades 17,000 square feet. Its roots grow very deep into the earth, and its branches stretch very high up toward the sky. This oak is a silent witness to centuries of change. Its resilience is a testament not to the visible strength of its wood, but to the unseen depth of its roots. And this is shown by the fact it was damaged by Hurricane Hugo, but it has recovered. Its roots are strong. Similarly, our faith journey, especially during this reflective season of Lent, calls us to anchor our trust not in what we see, but in the eternal promises of God. Paul's letter to the Romans is a call to a faith that defies human logic. It defies sight. In Romans 4, Paul recounts the story of Abraham. It's a story that doesn't just have historical significance, but it holds deep relevance to each of us today. Abraham's journey was marked not by unerring certainty, but by faith. By faith that looked beyond the visible. It is this faith beyond sight that forms the core of what we're talking about today. This text invites us to explore the depth of trust Abraham had in God's promises. Even when everything that was happening around him seemed to contradict what God had promised. Lent is a season of introspection and spiritual renewal. It's a time where we should be reflecting on our personal walk with Christ. It challenges us to consider the foundation of our faith. Is it built on the shifting sands of human assurance, or is it rooted in the unshakable promises of God? The faith that Abraham showed is a reminder to us of the power of believing in what we cannot see. It's believing in the transformative impact that God can have on our lives. Abraham's story is an invitation to journey through Lent with a renewed perspective on faith. It beckons us to look beyond our current circumstances and to trust in God's promises even when we can't see the path ahead. This message is vital in today's world, a world where uncertainty often clouds our vision and fear can overshadow our faith. But like the angel oak, our strength lies not in what is visible, but in the depth of our trust in God's word. As we look at Romans 4:13 through 25, let's embrace the promise with a faith that transcends sight. Let's let Abraham's story inspire us to trust more deeply, to hope more fervently, and to love more freely, knowing that the God who made the impossible possible for Abraham is still at work in our lives today. Through this exploration, may our hearts be drawn closer to the heart of God as we learn to live not by sight, but by faith. So listen as I read, or read along with me in Romans 4, 13 through 25. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes with faith, comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have faith, have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, So shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, looking at the background of Romans 4, we see layers of historical, cultural, and theological meanings that Paul weaves into his letter. It's a masterpiece of the early Christian church. This passage stands as testament to the radical nature of faith in the God of Abraham, challenging both Jew and Gentile alike to reconsider the foundations of their relationship with God. At its heart, Paul's argument dismantles the prevailing Jewish notion that adherence to the law was the primary pathway to righteousness, saying that instead, it is faith in God's promises, as exemplified by Abraham, that justifies us before God. Paul uses Abraham as an exemplar of faith, a patriarch whose trust in God was credited to him as righteousness long before God gave Moses the law. This historical precedence serves a dual purpose. It not only underscores the continuity of God's plan of salvation, stretching all the way back to the very origins of the Jewish faith, but it also opens up the promise of salvation to include all who share in Abraham's faith, regardless of their adherence to Jewish law. This radical inclusivity was revolutionary. It proposed a community built not on ethnic or cultural identity, but on shared faith in the promises of God. Through Abraham's story, Paul illustrates that the true heirs of God's promise are those who follow in the footsteps of Abraham's faith, not merely his biological descendants. In the context of the first century Roman world, a world where societal divisions and religious exclusions were very common, Paul's message offered a vision of a new kind of community. This community was to be characterized by faith that transcends visible markers of identity, a faith that looks beyond the present realities to the fulfillment of God's promises. For Paul, Abraham's faith wasn't passive. It was an active living trust that, despite human doubt and the delay of the promise, remained steadfast in the belief that God would fulfill his word. Paul's discussion of faith in Romans serves as a bridge. It connects the Old Testament narrative of God's covenant with Abraham to the New Testament promise of salvation through Jesus Christ. It offers a scriptural foundation that supports the call of faith to everyone. This background sets the stage for a deeper understanding of the radical nature of Paul's message and its implications for the Christian community. It challenges us to reflect on our own understanding of faith, righteousness, and God's promises. The weaving of history, theology, and personal application invites us to step into the lineage of faith that Abraham exemplified, a faith that believes against all hope in the power and faithfulness of God. Abraham's unwavering faith offers deep insight for us, for our walk with God, just as the oak's strength lies unseen in its roots, our spiritual vitality, our spiritual life, develops the faith in God's promises, which are always present, even when we can't see them. Applying these lessons to our lives, especially during Lent, a time when we're supposed to be thinking about our faith and our dedication and our sins. But applying these lessons requires us to deeply consider the complex dynamics of faith, promise, and perseverance when it's all too easy to get mired down in what we see. The oak tree, with its deep roots and its towering presence, is a powerful reminder of the kind of faith Paul describes through Abraham's story, a faith that is deeply rooted in the promises of God, a faith that stayed strong even in the middle of the storms in his life. In our lives, the challenge of embracing a faith that goes beyond sight is as relevant as it was for Abraham. We live in a world dominated by physical and tangible proof of things, where people often dismiss what cannot be seen or proven as naive or irrational. But the essence of our Christian faith, much like the faith Abraham exhibited, calls us to trust in God's promises even when they seem distant or impossible from our current vantage point. Consider the personal promises that you are waiting on God to fulfill. It might be the resolution of difficult circumstances, guidance in times of uncertainty, healing from pain or loss. Maybe it's the fulfillment of a deep-seated longing or call. Like the ancient oak, our external circumstances might not immediately reflect the realization of God's promises. Storms rage and seasons change, but the call to maintain our faith remains. Abraham's journey reminds us that the fulfillment of God's promises often unfolds in ways and times that go beyond what we can understand, that go beyond our expectations. Embracing this faith beyond sight invites us to trust in God's timing and plan. It invites us to hold fast to His word with a confidence that doesn't hesitate in the face of delay or doubt. This unwavering faith has practical implications in our daily lives. It shapes how we respond to adversity, how we make decisions, how we live and view our future. Living by faith means that our actions, decisions, and perspectives are secured not in the immediate, not right now, not in what we see, but in the eternal and the promised. And this manifests in how we steward our resources, how we invest in relationships, how we pursue our callings, and how we respond to needs around us. A faith that looks beyond sight compels us to act with generosity, love, and courage, even when the immediate outcomes are uncertain. And we do that because we are relying on the certainty of God's promises. Embracing a faith that transcends sight challenges us to reevaluate our definitions of success and fulfillment. In a culture that often equates success with material gain, power, or fame, a faith-rooted perspective values the unseen. It values character, integrity, love, and the fruits of the Spirit. Lent encourages us to cultivate these internal qualities, these deep roots that sustain us through life's storms and droughts. And as we do, our lives will become a living testimony to the power of faith. And they will draw others to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Just as the ancient oak provides shelter and sustenance to the life around it, our faith, when deeply rooted in Christ, has the potential to impact our communities and the world. Abraham's faith didn't just benefit him. It was a catalyst for a multitude of people being blessed through him. And in the same way, our faith, especially when collectively lived out in the Christian community, has the power to transform societies. Has the power to bring healing and show God's kingdom on earth. This season offers us an opportunity. It offers an opportunity for our faith communities to recommit to living out the radical, countercultural faith that Paul describes and demonstrates. We can demonstrate to the world the reality of God's kingdom through tangible acts of love, justice, and mercy. The call to a faith that goes beyond sight is both a personal and communal invitation to trust in the promises of God, even when they seem beyond our grasp. As we journey through Lent, reflecting on the example of Abraham and the metaphor of the oak tree, let's cultivate a faith that is deeply rooted in the assurance of God's faithfulness. May our lives reflect the depth of our trust in Him, bearing witness to the power of a faith that transcends what we see and instead relies on the eternal promises of God. This faith doesn't ignore the realities of our world, but it confronts them with the conviction of things not seen, holding on to the promise that what God has promised, He will surely bring to pass. As we embrace this journey, may we find our strength not in the visible, but in the steadfast promise of God's presence, provision, and power in our lives, now and always. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, as we stand in the shadow of your unfathomable grace, our hearts swell with gratitude for the gift of faith you have given us, a faith that allows us to trust in your promises. Today, as we think about the steadfast belief of Abraham and the enduring strength of the oak tree, we are reminded of the depth and breadth of your love for us, a love that calls us to live beyond the boundaries of sight. Lord, in this season of Lent, we humbly ask that you deepen our faith. Help us to anchor our lives in the truths of your word, trusting in your promises with a conviction that defies our circumstances and a hope that illuminates our paths. Teach us to lean not on our understanding, but on the assurance of your presence with us, guiding, sustaining, and renewing our own spirits. We pray for the courage to embrace a faith that does not waver in the face of trials, a faith that is rooted in the promise of your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all of your promises are fulfilled. May we, like Abraham, be credited with the righteousness, not through our deeds, but through our belief in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. As we go about our lives, let us carry the light of this faith into every corner. Let us spread hope and love in a world in need of your grace. May our lives bear witness to the truth of your word, and may the legacy of our faith inspire others to seek you. In the name of Christ, our Savior, and the perfecter of our faith, we pray. Amen.